This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, I'm Perry, the Zidane Plain Sight, and to my right, star of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. The AI is it's going to take over. I stumbled across something before we get before we get into Kerry Cassidy today, which is where we are going to end up. I just came across this like 30 minutes ago, and I start playing with it, and as I do with all things AI, I try to make it say gay shit.
Right, right.
But this, here is a song that is entirely AI generated. Took about 20 seconds to generate.
Yeah. Listen up, I got a story to tell about a man named David Wilcott breaking out of his shell.
All right, so it's not going to say he's gay, but I got it pretty close. But like,
he's been hiding in the shadows, living a double life.
For a song.
But now he's ready to step up and shine that, the light.
That's literally
he's
just based off
his
of.
Demons, battling his fears. Now he's ready to show.
When it said fear, I was so positive it was going to rhyme it with queer. I guess I bring this up. I'm out of free tokens on this website. So if someone else hears this and wants to generate a song about David Wilcock,
it's going to be a like trolling is really going to reach like its atomic age.
I mean, that is shockingly good for an AI song.
Think of how specifically you're going to be able to troll your enemies.
There was another one I made.
Especially because eventually someone's going to break the brakes off of these and it's going to be able to say the most heinous things possible.
Well, the part no one ever seems to understand, because when I send people AI shit, they're like, yeah, well, it's not that good. It's like, give it 10 years.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good. This if you understand what you're listening to, like, no, this is pretty actually crazy.
Here was another song that was about him being the Archangel Michael.
Listen close, let me tell you a tale about a man named David, one who never fails. He's the chosen one, the archangel in disguise, spreading truth and wisdom, ain't no room for compromise.
So that is a Suno.ai, S-U-N-O.ai. So if you guys want to generate your own songs and tweet them at us, I'd like to listen to them.
Eventually, the Jews are going to replace us all with the robots, because that robot doesn't have the ability to negotiate a contract.
Well, if anyone doesn't believe that in 10 years we're just going to have entirely AI albums, you're out of your fucking mind. It's coming.
Yeah, it is absolutely coming.
It is coming, because you can do exactly what we just did, is we can take the most niche topic possible.
You're going to get to type in your very exact porn scene and it will be instantly created.
Yeah, you can do it with porn. You'll be able to do it with movies. You'll be able to do it with songs.
Just anything.
We can make a rap rock anthem about David Wilcock.
Yes.
There's no limitations.
And then we'll have sex with the robots.
Lord willing.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the Lord, Kerry Cassidy, I think this interview was supposed to be something else, and then I think Scalar Weapons got her.
Oh, no.
But the title had 9/11 in it, and I've been itching for some good 9/11 coverage.
Nice.
No one's talked about it, really.
I was supposed to be doing a show with ML right now, and for some reason,
MLK?
It's not working. So
apparently
I
got
don't...
shot in Alabama.
Are the colors, does she look like that, or is there some weird sort of thing going on? It all looks bizarre.
I don't really know what to do exactly, but I thought I would come on here.
Doesn't
and
look great.
I think that's just the way she, look at her teeth. I mean, fucking.
And maybe just continue the show.
She's got shark teeth.
I mean, I guess
so
we get this in Hinge.
We had something out there. So if you're
well, that's because all the fluoride is in the toothpaste and shit. Yeah. You can't let the Jews control your teeth.
That's how they do it.
Lord knows what'll happen if they get control of the teeth.
It's the price you pay for white teeth.
You can go direct to Rumble after the shows are broadcast here on Facebook. Also, I leave them up for a while after the live show, and it.
I'm consistently amazed at her ability to deteriorate in production value.
Yeah, her doing a live show sounds incredibly risky.
I can't imagine it would go well, but we have watched videos from Project Camelot that are literally like 15 years old.
Yeah.
They are of the exact same quality as what we're watching now. And I believe this video is about 3 weeks old.
Yeah. Somehow she's just never either. She's either never gotten a new camera or she's purposefully downgrading.
She's never developed beyond like this is like 240.
This is hard to do in the modern era.
It takes effort to look. You can literally, everyone can take the phone out of their pocket, point it at themselves, and receive higher quality video. Just,
like, no camera you buy is gonna do that naturally.
I guess maybe she uses older technology because it's less likely to be interfered with.
It's possible she bought, like, a webcam in, like, 2005 and is like, well, I'm just going to use this forever.
Yeah, well, the lower tech version would be less likely to be interfered with by the deep state is what maybe. I would imagine her reasoning
to be. Or she's
just
cheap.
Cheap and broke, I think, is a dangerous combination.
I am also on linking to Telegram and other social media. The reason I want to do a broadcast today is because with this whole situation,
we got to analyze this. So Trump is the president and the CIC, I take it, is commander-in-chief of the U.S. Republic. And then Biden, he's an NWO puppet, and he's under control. Wow. The Chinese Communist Party, the Vatican, MI6, and the Draco-Reptilian Gray Luciferian Alliance.
Fascinating.
That is a real
super
team.
That's a lot of control to be shared.
It sure is, isn't it?
It's not very universal.
Well, I think we're reaching...
Just Donald Trump versus all the secret societies.
We're reaching the end game of all these conspiracy people, which is conspicuously as they all get closer to dying, the end game gets pushed up more and more. But I do think that's where we're at is like Carrie Cassie's probably late 60s at this point, which means the world has to end because her world is ending.
I mean, I saw some QAnon posts say that now Joe Biden is a clone that's a white hat.
Oh, wait, it's a good clone?
They've turned Joe Biden. He's being a dawdling fool for the good side now.
In another video I was skipping through, she said something about him being a clone, but maybe that's what she was going for.
Yeah.
We are actually looking at a situation that I've written about in an article that I just published a day ago.
I can't
believe
she writes
articles.
It's called
Trump Landslide. It's a response to...
It's amazing she's capable of it.
Before It's News article, and that was actually linked down here by Greg Hunter and Martin Armstrong.
Wow, the Greg Hunter?
Saying that Trump, they're predicting a victory, a landslide for him in a video on Before It's News.
First of all, this is my move where I zoom in on the wrong portion of the screen, but I don't know what she's doing here with this.
And I wanted to address that from the point of view of the Patriots and the MAGA people, because what's happening is that's going to affect how the White Hats come forward, how Trump comes forward, et cetera. So basically we have two presidents, and Juan O'Savin has predicted that we would have two presidents. And he said Clement predicted that we have.
So we have dueling presidents.
Fascinating. So it's not that they were wrong. It's both of them are the president now.
They were actually everyone was right. It's pretty crazy.
They are just insufferable as human beings.
I mean, it's a psychosis.
I've never once seen them say they've been wrong about any portion of what they say.
It's an unearned confidence mixed with a psychosis. Like, no, I'm not wrong, but everybody's right.
Well, because the major portion of the Q shit for a long time was that Biden was not actually the president because of, like, maritime law and some other bullshit.
Some shit.
But now, apparently, both of them are the president. This is like back in the 90s when they split the Rookie of the Year award with like Jason Kidd and Grant Hill.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same impact.
Two presidents.
Sick cop out, though.
It really is. Kim Clement, I believe, is a, I think he's dead now, but I think he was like a Christian prophet.
All right.
Also known as a blasphemer, I believe.
Well-known psychic going back several years, and he predicted that at some point Americans would have two presidents. So basically we have Trump, who is currently president and CIC of the U.S. Republic.
Right.
Biden, who is a New World Order puppet regime. The real Biden is dead. You can see he's wearing a mask.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, but now she has said before that Joe Biden was Jim Carrey, right?
So I believe so, yes.
So do these people think Jim Carrey is then like a good... Jim Carrey is a good president. He's a white hat president in this model somehow.
I don't know if that's the version they think is the white hat or if it's a new clone. I don't understand the actual limits of the cloning, so it's hard to tell.
Me neither.
It's gotten so convoluted at this point that like even I'm like, I'm actually not really sure where they're at.
The nice part about this whole theory is anytime something happens that doesn't really align with what they predicted, it just means a new clone has stepped on the scene.
Yeah, well, that's the weird strain of their psychosis is they've... They found a way to just never be wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if Biden does something they unfortunately agree with, that's the good white hat Biden.
Yeah.
And if he does something they don't like, that is the evil clone of,
yeah,
goddamn, these people are dumb.
They have just an amazing ability to rationalize being completely wrong.
Also, I wonder how Trump has avoided the whole cloning thing. Everyone else seems to have a clone.
I think they do think there's a few of him.
Damn. I can go for having
and
a
he is under the CCP, Vatican, MI6, Draco, Reptilian, Grey,
efficient.
Luciferin.
I want to hear her say this whole alliance because it really sounds more ridiculous when you say it out loud.
The real Biden is dead. You can see he's wearing a mask. And he is under the CCP, Vatican, MI6, Draco, Reptilian, Grey, Luciferin. Alliance.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
So for those of you that are in the know, this will be known to you. But for those that have no clue, I guess this might be the first.
That's good insight from Carrie. If you're in the know, you'll know this.
Yeah, if you know what I'm talking about, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Hear this sort of thing. So I think it's really important that we zero in on this idea of two presidents and that,
according
to Juan, is supposed to take root in mainstream during this summer going into the fall and be spoken about. And so I think that that's really
you guys are calling dates again. You always keep calling dates and they're never right.
Well,
they're just always wrong.
In the same way these people start predicting the end of times when it life is getting closer to being the end of times. Yeah, for them. The way this is working is since Trump lost the election in 2020, they have been predicting he will get back into power literally every single month for the last 4 years.
They won't stop doing it.
Yeah, but finally the election's about to happen. And what better time to get back into power than when you can get elected again, which is very convenient.
I mean, that was always my other favorite one was when he never kept like actually getting reinstated. They're like, no, he's actually president now. You just, you know, you have to know it.
Would that mean if
they're like, well, there was no ceremony. They're like, no, but he is the president right now.
If he were to win this election cycle, wouldn't count, right? Because that would be a third term. You're not allowed to have three terms.
No, it counts for Donald Trump.
Well, I guess maybe you get two is the public president and then the one is the shadow president.
Yeah, shadow
count.
President one doesn't count.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Some kind of reveal.
It's in the Constitution.
The Constitution.
Have been waiting for forever.
A fucking drunken sailor wrote something on the napkin.
So that it's good news to hear that maybe these people will be talking about this stuff. So when these guys on Before It's News, as I say, I'm going to just Greg Hunter and Martin Armstrong did their video. And there's an article. It's in writing as well.
Wow, it's in writing?
Basically
wow. That makes it way
Trump
more
landslide.
Cool.
There's some problems with that idea.
The QAnon guys think there'll be a Trump landslide. Color me shocked.
Yeah. I like that for them, something being written on the internet is proof as if not anyone could just write something.
Yeah, they've always kind of struggled with that, Carrie in particular, with just because if it's on the internet, it probably is actually fake.
There is not a big barrier to entry to set up a website and write. So you could do it in probably 30 seconds. You could
like
generate a whole song about it.
It's like seeing graffiti and being like, well, this must be true.
It has to do with.
They
what
wouldn't just
Juan
write this on a bathroom
saying,
stall.
Which is
this is obviously happening.
That's a legal
so,
contract.
Yeah.
It seems like there are some red flags with this knowledge or this prediction that we could actually have an election in which there's a landslide. Now, I think it's very possible, actually. And I think the reason it's possible is because...
God damn it, Carrie, what are you
the
doing?
The Illuminati at this point
so
are starting to change their game. When the Texas governor came forward and suddenly threw down the gauntlet,
she does things so intentionally bad, it's impressive.
It's
like the cuts, just everything is off in one form or another.
You would have to work hard to be as bad as she is naturally.
She just never figures out how to fix anything.
She's only been doing it for 2 decades.
It's kind of amazing.
I didn't expect this to be as political as it is, so I'm probably going to need you to fill me in on some of this shit, because I'm not terribly tuned into these sorts of things these days.
And focusing
on this won't have
Texas
anything to do with reality.
And the wire fencing and
probably
all that.
Probably a fair point.
So
that's something about Greg Abbott and the border, I take it?
I mean, yeah, it's being overrun. There's
an
invasion.
It is a known tool, basically, of the New World Order. So then you have to question, why would he come forward?
Yeah, the Jews
are
using the Mexicans to take out America.
Of the United States.
It all makes sense.
It all connects.
And then all six presidents are going to have a Congress.
Just drawing a Star of David across a big globe,
well,
connecting dots that aren't there.
The ley lines, the Jewish ley lines.
They're all there. The signs were there the whole
Just
time.
Just every city, they're drawing a Star of David. I did see one of my favorite things that the Q people do on Twitter is they will post photos of just like a bunch of Mexican looking people, and they'll be like, these guys are all at the border right now. And it was just a picture of Ecuador from like 2017. Well, they're walking very slowly. If there's
nobody believes fake photos more than those guys.
This
they always feel so foolish, but they're like, yeah, but it
these,
still looked right, right?
Illegal aliens.
We can all agree. If it was right, this is what it would have looked like.
It's not to beat a dead Carrie Cassidy, but the fact that she has these talking points now is so fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
Because she was, this whole community was about as far left as you could be.
Yeah, they really did a severe switcheroo.
And it wasn't that long. We're talking, 10 years ago at this point.
This is a Donald Trump phenomenon.
100%. 100%
yeah,
this is a Trump thing. Because I don't even really remember her speaking about real politics for the most part before. It was always alien shit with a little bit of reality.
The only politics used to just be like JFK and the CIA.
Yeah, and now it's the fucking, there's too many illegals coming
now
in.
Now we're mad because they hired too many IRS agents, which I agree with.
Packed with military-aged men who clearly could
hell yeah.
come
Tell
in
it like it is, Carrie.
Hit me with the Fox News talking points.
What is already a civil war in our country and cause mayhem and, so and so forth.
Well, I don't like mayhem.
So,
no,
yes, there are lots of women and children that are also among that group.
Well, let's not let
stop
us from doing what we
Tucker
have to.
Now, even Tucker Carlson is saying it's in the millions. It's
of course
something
she's
like
a Tucker
some
fan.
People say 10
Hell
million,
yeah.
And I think Tucker just said 22 million.
Wait, over what period of time are we talking? I hope she doesn't mean 10 million people came in the last year.
I think it's in the last year.
I think that number's a bit high.
It's a big number.
And 22 million happens to be around the necessary votes that the Democrats need to take over the election, and they're going to be given voter rights.
Yeah, but they can just cheat.
If the
this is so crazy to me. I did say, I heard Jordan Peterson say the other day the number was 3 million, which is still a high number. It's not quite 22 million.
No, it's not quite enough to replace us.
But I don't know what that number, if that number just means people who were crossing the border or people who have officially like set up shop here or people who had encounters at the border.
I assume it's who they let in.
Democrats get their way.
I mean, I guess we could just
Google
it. Which,
of course, is absurd.
I'll take Carrie's
word. Because
yeah, me too. It's more fun that
certainly
way.
Certainly
yeah.
turn the
Whoa,
scales
am I gonna doubt her?
In towards Biden.
She wouldn't lie about 22 million Mexicans coming
Trump
in.
Trump is clearly winning.
So many people. So many people.
So this is
like Los Angeles immigrating every fucking year.
That is, it's like, what is that, 10% of the entire population of the United States crossing the border? How many people even live in fucking Mexico?
When I talk about these kind of things, I actually Venezuelans think it's the most absurd kind of... It is like a movie or a play in which you don't really believe.
Maybe we'll finally have a good soccer team with all these people coming in. I'm sick of the
They always go home and play for their home country.
Goddamn traitors. That should be a requirement. If you're going to come here, you got to help us beat those stupid French people in the World Cup.
You have to help us secure dominance.
What's happening before your eyes? It's so strange and insane. But that's the reality we're faced with at the moment.
What happened to 9/11?
I'm saying that the White Hats are at some point.
Did I click the wrong? No, a secret revealed about 9/11. Oh, well.
If Trump comes forward and is going to win,
maybe then 911 million Mexicans have crossed the border.
Like, at that point, we wouldn't have an EBS.
There's
we
actually 3 trillion Mexicans in the United States.
There's actually more Mexicans in America than there are in Mexico now.
For the past, really since 2020, was stolen. And what they've been doing behind the scenes, which is tribunals and arresting people, taking them to
they've really just refused to give up the tribunals
to Diego Garcia and other places.
They're really stuck on the whole tribunal thing. They just need people to be being hung.
Hung or beheaded sometimes. Yeah. They like to cut people's heads off. I'm not sure what happens if... Even if Trump wins, I don't know what happens. Like, at some point...
I'm not sure they know what happens, other than we get our country back.
Well, because, of course, from those damn 22 million people.
Yeah, we get our country back from Mexicans.
You would think at some point, the entire point of this would be Trump would get back into power, and then he would reveal to everyone that these tribunals have been going on behind the scenes, right?
Right.
Because if they don't reveal it, it really doesn't make any sort of impact. But
although I feel like at some point they'll just they'll pivot to be like, no, he was never able to reveal it. It's too much.
That I mean, they always do that with aliens, right? Yeah. It's like it's not the right time to reveal. So
they'll do it in 20 years.
And conducting tribunal trials, military trials, and convicting them and even executing them according at least to the real police chief. Who's a former police chief of Colorado.
Of course, the real police chief.
And I interviewed
in Colorado.
Everyone
knows that guy.
I hadn't considered the implications of the president not being the president, because then wouldn't that mean everyone under command of the president would actually also not be the... Yeah.
I believe that is the implication, yes.
Okay, so no one is real. Everyone is a different person.
Yeah, everybody's fake and everyone's trans.
Every elected official is a trans clone.
Essentially, yes. That's what it's come down to.
I wonder what Carrie thinks of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's like, the whole orchestra is trans.
As well.
All the men are wearing dresses.
Join his site for $5 a month. You will get his list of all the people that he says have been... basically tried and executed. And the list is extremely long. It involves
everyone
you can think of, Pelosi, Obama, Biden.
If they're all dead, though, then what are we still doing?
What the hell are you doing, man?
Why are we milking this if everyone's dead?
Also, if they're all dead, why can't you fucking win?
Yeah, why are the results this if we've won, essentially?
Yeah, if all your enemies have been slain... Then how come you suck so much at getting shit done?
Yeah, why is it the food cheaper?
Bored. But this is the kind of thing that EBS was supposed
if
to
everybody,
do.
If Nancy Pelosi's dead, the food should be cheaper.
And I want cheap
so
eggs
that's
again.
One thing to consider. And the other thing
come on,
is
we're
that
America.
Since we're waiting for some kind of, I think it's an international incident, and we're very close now. We're actually right on the
close.
Verge of something with Iran because they're calling
we're
for
always
blood
very close.
Over this
it's crazy.
Jordan situation where some people were killed. And
it's kind of this form of like political edging
where
you're just kind of constantly.
I'm almost there, babe. I'm almost there.
You're just constantly slow stroking the apocalypse and then you hope one day.
To bust
your apocalyptic load.
Something like 34 were injured, and that they're trying to pin on Iran. Whether it's actually
they make
Hezbollah
when their predictions
or
don't come
Iran
true.
or Israel, who knows? Or even Hamas, whoever they're trying to say it is. Uh-huh. there's orchestration, you can bet. And by the way, I did do a couple days ago an update that had to do with the intensity and the proliferation.
Oh, no, she says right there.
Where?
There will be Trump, the election for Trump, there will likely be no EBS or educating the public on COG or what the Trump white hats have been doing behind the scenes. They will whitewash the past and secrets will go down into oblivion, which will be a tragedy.
Oh, it's another one of those secret groups that saved the world.
They're never going to reveal their heroism.
That's very convenient.
Satellite. Everyone knows Donald Trump doesn't like taking credit for things.
Yeah, no, he never brags. I hope we enter, hopefully the AI will take over and kill everyone and we'll enter some sort of nuclear apocalypse. And the only record of human history that will remain is hopefully Project Camelot.
That would be amazing.
People are going to have to restructure society on the wise writings of Carrie Cassidy.
Future civilization taking Carrie's word as Bible.
Surveillance. And there's a great series on television you can watch. It's on, it's on Netflix, I guess it is. And this is the advanced knowledge broadcast that I did. And if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to do.
There is apparently some Netflix show about aliens. I've gotten many a text from people. I guess some show has blue avians in it. And they did not credit Corey.
So because I really had my ducks in a row and really went through all of the things that haven't been.
Well, it is so funny that he had all these frivolous lawsuits. And apparently something has come out where it's obvious enough to everyone that they feel the need to text me about it. And now he has no money to sue them.
Talked about out there that I think they should. And satellite surveillance, the AI, the single AI running this world. Testified by certain whistleblowers, including
the AI watching and running our world.
Let's I'll read this paragraph. I talk about the current state of play, pervasive satellite surveillance, and the one AI watching and running our world.
What?
Senior executive service and how it may reveal the trail on the secret government, continuity of government, the secret space program, and how the White Hats and Trump will take back our country. Now, the AI, we did a Carrie episode many, many months ago where she was talking about how the AI was taking over our toasters and shit. So I think she believes the AI has infiltrated into all of our technology.
Why does it have the name of like a business app? Senior Executive Service. That's the name of the AI running the planet. No wonder it's Jewish.
Because all these people have no creative ability, and that's why all these sort of alliances have the most fundamental name possible.
I feel like AI would have a cooler name.
You could just ask it to generate better names.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it come up with a cooler name? Senior executive? What does that even mean?
Well, because Corey...
what senior, what executives, and what service?
It's the senior AI. It's the eldest of the AIs. Because Corey had that one group that was called, like, the International Business Conglomerate or something. Like, it's just... it's generic 80s movie villain shit.
Just slop.
This army intelligence guy... It's all in this video and Mount. It's not Monk. It's Mount.
Yeah, we used to classify people who thought life was a movie were mentally ill. Now we just have a whole group of people who literally think they're living in a movie.
I know, but people get caught up in this shit because of the sort of I'm sorry. I thought our neighbor was killing a cat. That was a child screaming. People get caught up in the political aspect of this. I'm not making a political statement on any of this. I'm purely looking at it from how she is analyzing reality. But removing all that, if someone were to tell you the president is not the president, he's actually a clone. He's actually several clones.
Yeah.
And one of those clones is Jim Carrey in a mask. And that basically all elements of reality aren't as they appear to be. That is what an insane person would say.
Yeah, if you're saying reality is not real, that is literally what insane people say.
He talked about a single AI running the planet. As I've got several witnesses, including Major Solomon Berg saying the same thing. Jake Simpson from many years ago was saying the same thing. And I think that there are others as well that have reported this to me. So for what it's worth, I encourage you to see this update. It's just called you know, evolution, revolution,
we can read.
COG, SES, and what's next. And it's important to realize that a lot of what Juan has been saying lately has to do with what's called senior.
Hold on. I got Google who Juan O'Savin is. I remember the name, but I'm not
Isn't
sure.
He that dude that might be JFK?
Time to elevate. This word hit hard. Break through the walls and penetrate.
Okay. Was it? You might be right. That can't be right. Blah, blah, blah. I guess I should probably go to DuckDuckGo for a question such as this. One. Oh.
Suck me.
Everything you need to know. Juan O'Savin is a pseudonym for an individual who claims to have a deep understanding of the inner workings of the U.S. government supports the QAnon movement.
Maybe he's just the guy who said JFK was coming back.
Okay, I just need to know what sphere of conspiracy he exists within.
Executive service. And that group is the highest paid members of the intelligence and governmental structure. Those individuals who are really kind of, I guess, running the place, and they are taking a payroll from something called SES.
The AI is
in addition to the payroll that they get working for the agencies, the various agencies of the government that they work for.
That's government bureaucracy for you.
So that is one of the major obstacles to the plans of.
What a boring fundamental thing to include. I would expect the God consciousness AI to have a better plan for
payroll.
For washing money than we'll just pay them twice. That's not very exciting. You would think cryptocurrency, something like that.
The white hats, at least according to Juan O'Savin. Now, coming back to this article, what I want to draw your attention to is I'll see if we have anybody on here. I'm probably just doing this for
myself.
Look
at the paragraph at the bottom. Keep in mind, the NWO, Klaus Schwab, Nazis are aiming at a breakup of the U.S. in order to take down the country and fragmentation around the world so they can make order out of chaos.
I can broadcast it later, so I guess it doesn't matter how many people are watching, but let me just see if I can broadcast it later, so I guess it doesn't matter how many people are watching, but let me mute this. Okay, actually, it does look like I have some people watching. Okay, just for people that joined us just recently, you might not know how I ended up here, but there's some problem that we had actually with the broadcast we were going to do, which is ML and I on a discussion, and he just disappeared. I think they crashed his whole system, it kind of looks like.
Oh, man, they crashed his computer?
So that's,
they got ML.
That's what's happening.
No.
And so I decided to just come on here and do an update quickly because I felt bad that we were just being thrown off the air altogether.
Oh, yeah, thrown off the air.
Coming back to my article, what I'm trying to address right now is this tale of two presidents. The fact that if
Trump
were to have an election, Trump were to win by a landslide,
can I get an F in the chat if they're silencing me?
Or might not follow, and it's kind of
not sure Odyssey has chat.
Interesting way of looking at the future to see that winning an election might not be the best way for Trump to come forward.
It was right there all along.
He lost on purpose. That's why he was so willing to accept the law. It all makes sense.
It's all coming together.
Biden was sworn in.
And
Biden is an illegal president.
He's one of the 22 million.
He is played by a clone.
Biden is a Mexican.
Quite frankly, we all know Joe Biden's a Mexican.
Or probably most of the time he's wearing masks, so he's a double. Those are doubles.
Hola, taco burrito.
And so on. So while that's been happening, the White Hats have been very active behind the scenes, as I say.
Easy, come from
Trump
Mexico
coming back
me.
As CIC commander.
The border.
I would love to have
surviving. He sniffed my dollar.
I would love to have a guy like that deliver the State of the Union. It's just like a fucking broken English State of the Union.
As well as president of
the
Republic.
Those so good.
Could happen at any time, if you really think about it. Even according to the law of war manual. the Department of Defense Law of War manual. So I've talked about that quite a bit in
Starts
the past, and so has Mark Savin, by the way.
He's spraying Lysol on the podium and wiping it down.
So, in a certain sense,
someone
I think the plan for the White House is not to have Trump actually get to the election, but to have him come forward before that. And some people, someone just wrote to me saying he heard July. I was thinking June. And it may be sooner
what happened
than that,
to 9/11,
because we're looking
though.
At
I mean, we got time.
I wonder if we're ever going to get to 9/11.
I don't know how this ties into 9/11, unless
maybe Joe Biden did 9/11.
Well, probably, but Trump's in New York. Maybe they were trying to attack him back then.
Possibly. Was he supposed to be in one of those buildings?
Maybe, because there's a time travel element to all of this, too. So if someone could time travel on the good guy's side, that probably means an evildoer could time travel.
Yeah.
And they're probably trying to take him out before he could become president.
An international incident.
It all makes sense.
In which Trump would come forward because he is, as I say, commander-in-chief with the codes, and so we need a nuclear incident to prove that.
Oh.
Where Trump will step forward as...
Okay, this David was saying this the other day, too, is that Trump still has the nuclear launch codes. So we're going to have to get...
Right.
We're going to have to get into a situation where we need to launch a nuclear strike, and that's when Donald Trump will be able to prove he's been the president all along, because he'll have all the codes.
When the nukes go off, that's when we'll know.
That's a very concerning sentiment to have, is that we must enter a nuclear war.
Yeah, nuclear war is necessary. It is a little apocalyptic.
Yeah, things aren't going to be going great if that happens.
And call the shots, in essence. Get us out of a nuclear conflict. Conflagration, or whatever you want to call it, and become sort of the hero of the day. But at the same time, white hats come forward, military, you know, martial law, and Trump. So that's what I think.
Right,
is
military,
the plan.
Martial law, and then Trump.
I'm glad you caught that too. That
it's
was
all
not
so simple.
She just said words.
Three easy steps.
Maybe she means martial law, the Tekken character. He's the guy.
I love that they
as.
Say martial law like that's not a big thing.
Or nuclear war. Yeah, so
what if we're just all locked in our home on the brink of nuclear apocalypse?
We'll all be under the jackboot of the government.
Yeah, the only thing that has
thoughts.
To happen is the government has to start enforcing tyranny while threatening to blow up China.
Well, I think this is how, this is how you can know for sure these people are so fucking lost, is they would rather we be on the brink of a nuclear holocaust than admit they've been wrong for the last 4 years.
They want to be right more than they want us to live.
Yeah, yeah.
However, Trump goes to the election, all the way to the election, and it happens, then it's kind of another crapshoot, really. One is the illegal aliens that are here, that the border situation, even in the next few days, could go.
Hell yeah, she's been tuckering out.
Those illegal aliens,
in the next
as
few
they say,
days.
11 million.
What the fuck is the number? She said 22, she said 11.
She probably doesn't really know the number. She's probably just guessing every time.
You have to also
I mean, that is a big difference. A difference of 100% is rather large.
Yeah, having it.
You're out. How many of those 11 or 22 million people are
11
military
or
age
22?
Men? 11,
is it 11,
22.
Is 11 to 22 or 11 or 22?
Look, no one knows where those 150 million immigrants came from, but she's going to get to the bottom
of it. They just finished counting. They're like, actually, we might have not counted enough.
I counted all of them as two. Is that what I was supposed
was that
to
what
do?
I suppose? Okay, well, it's two or 11. 22
Even
or 11.
Even if it was a million, let's just make it a really small number of the portion of that. Then you're really talking about a huge force that could then infiltrate all the states.
Of military age males?
States' governments by force. Or just get
the Mexicans
voting
are going to take over the states by force.
I understand there's a bit of an issue at the border, but wouldn't... I guess I don't understand what the Mexicans are trying to do.
Take over the country, dude.
And then do what? I guess is my quote. What are they going to...
Rule as our lords.
That all makes
sense. While we clean their houses.
So 22 million Mexicans are going to arm themselves and stage a
a revolution.
A coup across the entirety of the United States.
See, we come and we take the California.
It's a very reasonable thing to imagine.
Overturn the election and turn it in the direction of Biden because they're going to vote Democrat is the thinking.
Okay,
if they're
at least
so
that
thankful.
Makes some sense. Yeah. They're coming here to vote.
Statistically speaking.
Okay, so he's writing to me. He says,
help me,
my
help
apologies.
Me, I'm dying.
The internet was completely disconnected.
Please stop texting me.
The nine
I've gone over this many times with
YouTube.
You. I don't love you anymore.
Someone did not want me to do that show. So that's ML.
Okay.
He's goes by Redneck Renegade. I've done
several
shows with
him. I would trust
him.
Old Redneck Renegade. He's a man of his word.
The coolest part about this community is like if you just didn't want to do a show with Carrie, you could just text her and be like, oh, sorry, the FBI turned off my internet.
So sick to be like, deep state killed my computer. Sorry.
And she's just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, happens to me all the time.
Yeah, he's probably too smart to
very
talk
interesting
on YouTube.
Guy, a former police officer, as it happens. So
he was fired for shooting a minority.
To him, and unfortunately,
he's
they
trying to take out
the
22 million
today, obviously.
One at a time.
And
yep.
That is just typical.
It was like that,
par for the course.
I thought I was just
as
doing
say,
my job.
Day,
I thought this
my
was
internet,
America.
My website has been down. I'm on the internet. I'm able.
Oh, okay. I was going to say yesterday I tried to go to the Project Camelot website to find like a classic Camelot episode and it was down. I think it's back up now, but
she probably forgot to pay the bill.
Most likely. Or the FBI is trying to stop Carrie Cassidy.
Did I turn off auto pay or did the FBI do it?
Did my card get declined or the deep state clones?
No, it was the deep state clones.
The deep state alien clones that work at Visa.
My card did get declined.
Him. And I was threatened yesterday.
What?
Whether there is a connection to anything going on or not, I don't know.
Threatened by who?
I just know that I was threatened in a news group that I was part of that had Juan O'Savin in it, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
But they had let in some other members who were completely unknown to most of us in the group. A certain person in the group did know this particular member.
God.
Sort of
I
is making excuses for why he threatened
wild.
Me, which is I'm not going
to
go into. It's
coward.
Completely stupid. But there's no doubt the guy was threatening me. And
well, you saying that makes me probably doubt he was threatening you.
The nice part about all these people is they can never play nice because they trust no one else.
Yeah. Oh, no. The psychosis is deep.
Yeah. It doesn't stop at the political sphere. All these considerations extend to their personal friend group, which means anyone you're talking to in your group chat may be an alien, they may be a clone, but most importantly, they're almost certainly out to get you.
It's kind of a Shakespearean lifestyle where just everyone is an enemy.
Yes, it's very dramatic. Yeah. Everything occurs on like the grandest of scales.
It seems exhausting.
It's not just some drunk redneck guy in your group chat calling you a name.
You know why he's trying to overthrow the government. What he thinks he can, tell people about me because he's trying to say that he has
nudes
information or something about me, which is insane because
he hacked Carrie's
like
OnlyFans
known to everyone and been doing this for 20 years, so I don't have any secret anything going on really other than my whistleblower testimony and whistleblowers that I do protect
except for Corey Good, who she did out against his wishes.
Well,
but that's funny, so I'll give her a break on it.
I mean, I guess technically she was right to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe a piece of information, intel I can drop on this.
Just
because
he wasn't an actual whistleblower because he didn't actually do anything.
I don't want to get distracted from this trail that I'm trying to, I hope it's not too confusing because I'm doing this right off the top of my head.
No, it's been very linear.
I thought we were going to do a Q&A, me and ML. Mm-hmm. So going back to this article, what's happening is, again, if the illegal aliens are allowed to continue to be here, and they are given
I got to Google this number. I know Google won't be trusted by some in the audience, but all right, let's use DuckDuckGo. Number of illegal border crossings, 2023. Let's see. Is it 22 million? Okay, it's the 3 million. 3.2 is what comes up on here, 2.7. Okay, that is a lot. It's not quite 22 million.
It's a little less.
Oh, no. The deep state. They've silenced her.
Intention of the Biden show and the CCP and the the basically the Illuminati cabal, all the different names they go back by.
All the main characters are present in the storyline.
It's possible that the scales in which Trump would actually win by a landslide might be tottered into something else. But I'm not so sure that's going to fly. Now, I have dreams of the future.
Oh, okay.
Maybe some people hate that. Maybe they don't want to hear about it, but they're coming true now.
Yeah, and everybody else is just a hater for telling you
that.
What that's
I
retarded.
Saw, this is before the 2020 election. I saw
it. Okay, but here's the problem with that. She was wrong about the 2020 election. So you're dreaming something before the 2020 election, but being very wrong.
Wrong about it and be like, but actually I was right.
Yeah, that doesn't make me trust it for now.
A mass exodus going south out of this country.
Oh, we're going to reverse?
At the time, I didn't know what that meant.
We're
going to
cross the border
into
Mexico?
Trump is saying the first thing he's going to do when he gets back in office is send
kill
those
my
people
enemies.
Back to their homes.
Oh,
or
we're
at least
deport
south
them.
Across the border.
I wish
that, border.
I thought she was going to say invade
now you can
Mexico.
Appreciate
that's what I thought she was saying with the reversing.
Sick.
That all of those
let's go
people are
Mexico.
Not going to go back home.
We're
going to
take
they're
their tortillas.
They're probably going to stay in Mexico. Maybe they'll just be dispersed throughout South America or something if they were kept from coming in the United States. Uh-huh. But that's a huge job. And even if it was able to go fairly smoothly, it's also probably it's taken years for them all to get here. So it's going to take years to send them out, I imagine.
Well, that's right. Actually,
and
seems
someone
reasonable.
Said that they're going to use traffic stops to pull people over, check their IDs. And
oh,
all
yeah,
that.
That'll
but
be
you can imagine that's going to be a nightmare, I believe, because it's not going to just be the illegal aliens that get
yeah,
stopped.
Yeah, I like that. We're going to have to stop and frisk everyone in
hey,
the country.
Are you a Mexican?
We're both fucked until we get IDs. We're going to get sent to Mexico.
We're going
to
get deported.
By traffic
oh, no.
cops. It's going to be all of us. And that is going to be really annoying, to say the least. And
why don't
all
we just use a trebuchet
stuff could come on as a result of that. But according to my dream, that Trump is going to win regardless of how he wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's going to come forward.
Oh, he wins
he's
regardless.
What he is, which is CIC, the Commander in Chief, President of the Republic, and that apparently, according to my dreams of
they
the
call
future,
me the kick.
Is going to happen. So this ploy
chief.
To try to give voting rights to illegal aliens, I don't think it's going to fly. Just saying.
Oh, you don't think that's going to fly?
The
illegals vote. Well, that's a brave take.
Yeah,
I had. Dream visions of the Chinese crossing our border, troops
oh, no.
being let in.
Oh no,
that's
nightmares about
and
the
has
Chinese.
Me so sorry. They're documenting it. I was told, and this is like 6 or 8 years ago,
Chinese.
They let them in.
Forgiveness,
and I have
please.
Other parts of that dream which haven't quite happened yet, but
oh,
I bet they're
they
going
haven't
to.
Happened.
So,
yeah, I see.
Just saying. And then there's other things that are also happening according to my dream visions of the future
that
do match what's happening now.
Okay, she's not going to talk about that part, though.
Okay.
Yeah, why would you?
When we're looking at the situation with...
God, she looks... When she gets that much light on her face, there's like she's like a ghostly specter.
She looks exhausted.
It's just there's something inhuman about her appearance.
She's becoming the very thing she's, spoken out against.
I don't think you can think dumb thoughts all day without that manifesting physically in some fashion.
She looks reptilian.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like her thoughts.
Yeah.
She looks like a reptile clone.
She's become a lizard.
See, what is happening here is
maybe that's
is
her
actually
heating lamp that just turned
an interesting
on.
game, because more interesting than it's been, because we've been kind of bored. I have been kind of bored.
Yeah,
because
you want
by
a fucking Holocaust
a lot of the same,
to happen.
Yeah, you guys are asking for some crazy shit to happen.
Over and over
yeah,
again.
Duh, you're bored.
Every time he tries to put
this
in some
a Fast and the
Furious new information,
movie.
But you have to comb through a huge
but what
you know,
if it was?
Hour or two of
that's pretty much their whole premise.
Ranting.
But what if it was?
Yeah, it's like, sure, I don't have evidence, but
what
if I did?
What if I did?
What if I did have evidence?
Then what would you say?
I saw it in a dream.
Okay, JFK is not coming back to life. But what if he did?
What if he did?
Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that mean
Donald
Trump is president?
So what I want to say here is that we're reaching what I call
and then,
in my
even if that were to be true, I still don't understand the fucking end game of all this. What happens? Even assuming Trump gets back into power, then
we start crushing.
Then, yeah, do we just start killing all the people we disagree with? And
yes,
then we're fine.
We just start crushing and get pussy, dude.
Well, I guess that's good news for us.
We fix the economy and just, you know, crush puss.
We're in beautiful Texas. Yeah. Donald Trump will take care of us.
A fulcrum or a pinnacle. So it's like, picture it like this, like a triangle, and both sides are meeting at the top.
As
and the top
is
would
the
be
case in most triangles.
What they're both aiming for, but they're getting closer and closer to each other as the fulcrum takes form. So consequently, they're acting the same way as each other.
Very
and they're
stupid.
Basically,
yeah, she has gotten dumber.
Almost indistinguishable from each other at this time. So that's why you look at Abbott and you wonder, how can this new world order tool suddenly be siding with the people when in reality
this
is a ploy, I believe, to bring down to the border.
He's a Republican. How come he's in a wheelchair?
Well, that would be my move. Is if I if my legs didn't work, but we had cloning technology. Guess what? The first thing I'm fixing is
some new legs.
On a kind of a January
6th
type
of
thing, but I don't think it's going to play out like that.
That'd be cool.
I think it's going to be a way for the powers that be or want to be or have been, to gauge how serious civil war is at our doorstep. In other words, how serious are the people? And the way to do that is to, you know, it's like if you want to know how many people are serious about the border, you stage a border party, right? You stage an incident, a situation. So February 3rd, I understand the truckers will arrive down at the border in mass.
Okay, so I guess this is older than I thought.
Well, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, did we have a crazy trucker incident at our border on February 3rd?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah, me neither. Okay.
And
well, so
at the same
that.
Time, there are other people going down
sure
to meet them
it.
And join
but
them.
But what if they went?
Yeah, but what
and
if it did happen?
We've got President Trump coming on the record and encouraging is how it's written. He's encouraging the state's governors to send their National Guard down to the border.
Okay,
to support
I remember that
Abbott,
happening.
The governor of
oh, no, she forgot the word Texas.
So you can see how this is all coalescing. And interestingly enough, this does work actually in favor of both sides, because on the one hand, you get the people getting what they want, which is to stop the illegals from coming in or do something to make a huge statement that gets through to the Biden regime that they're not going to allow this to happen anymore. Trump, of course, is saying, you know, is encouraging them to, you know, like I say, the National Guard down there. Now, I think behind the scenes, because he is commander in chief, he is commanding the National Guard, even though they're in the states. He's commanding them to
just
go down
like his title
and
would suggest
Abbott and to block the border. And I think that's a Trump move. So you've got the white hats making a move. You've got the dark hats making a move. And you've got everything
see, that
coalescing.
That is the thing, is even if something like anything that agrees with her worldview, she believes it has to be Trump who did it.
Yep.
Like it couldn't just be someone else acting independently who happens to agree with her. It's
Donald Trump.
Yeah, the character she believes control all the pieces are the ones responsible.
In this huge boiling point. And then at the same time, you've got, sorry about that. You've got, Iran, Israel, Hezbollah, Hamas standoff happening. I believe Turkey had just escalated and put more troops into the area. And Turkey is actually a big pawn, a big playing card in that struggle, because Turkey has tons of military that a lot of people don't pay much attention to, but they are pretty active in the Middle East, and they could get involved
like
in this whole drama.
Pretty American-centric
and
view.
It looks like they probably are not going to side
just
with
don't
Israel,
think about
so
Turkey.
That means they're going to side with Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah. And all of this was predicted, by the way, by one of my witnesses called Cameron Failey, who was an expert in the financial sector, who his whole family was Kurdish and was working for the City of London in the financial sector forever. And he was. Mm-hmm. And then he became a whistleblower when he started focusing on Planet X and what he believed was going to happen, but it didn't.
Can't we just go back to that, Carrie? Can't we just go back to Planet X?
Can't we talk about the aliens again?
And Nibiru, by the way, you know, we're halfway through this. No mention of 9/11.
I'm tired of you trying to save the Republic. Can't we just talk about aliens?
Going to disturb things, please. Even as early as April of this year, 2024, in some major way. I know that
Marshall Mathers. Maybe this is why, you know how they say, like, the president ages super rapidly due to all the stress of the job. Yeah. I'm starting to think all these sort of common folks thinking about political shit day and night to start to rapidly age them, too.
Absolutely. The stress is eating people alive.
Yeah, I think the stress has started kind of chewing through Carrie's resolve.
Just unnecessary amounts of stress.
Because she...
Well, I mean, look, man, there's two presidents.
And one of them's a clone.
Yeah, one of them's a clone who works for the Chinese.
What a silly thing to waste your life on. It's just ruining your life because you can't stop thinking that Jim Carrey's the president.
It is. I've done interviews about the subject, and then my witness, which is Richard Allen Miller, a physicist who works for Navy Intelligence, came forward about a year ago
to state that he
had done this three sigma mathematical calculation that all of this was going to happen in late March, early April. And now it looks like around April 8th might even be the date.
Well, that's not too far away.
If this sort of event is going to happen, that may involve a what some people might have called a kill shot from the sun, but is more like a solar flare. I believe that this might be a predicted event that will then be steered by the dark forces of the secret space program.
Jesus
to
Christ.
To create...
Everyone is involved in this story.
Yeah, she's hitting everybody.
We got the Republicans, we got the Democrats, we got the secret space program, throw the sun in there.
The white hats, the dark hats.
Everyone.
An EMP and maybe some earth changes, some land masses rising and volcanoes going off in North Pacific rim of America, and various other things. And all of this is, I think, planned. This is why I tried to talk a lot about not only the fact that we have Minority Report going on, both sides are using AI.
She's really struggling to get her words out. So
Minority Report.
Yeah, we got Minority Report going on. So they would know what crimes are going to be committed.
Well, the AI does, yes.
Well, I guess that's true. The AI god that's controlling
the
us all.
The dueling AIs, yes.
Yeah.
Both sides are predicting the future. Okay. Both sides are using precogs, of which I'm one.
Oh, okay.
And
they're
so
using
on.
You to predict the future.
Carrie Cassidy is a precog being used to predict
by the AI.
Future.
The AI is using her.
And remote viewers. And so when you have a package like that, that both sides are doing.
I got a package for you, Carrie.
Who turns you down, Carrie?
With advanced knowledge. And then they decide how they want to work with
that. Love the melted crayon look.
So things are not playing out naturally. Anything but.
But how do dueling people predict the future? Wouldn't one person be right and one be wrong?
Well, the thing about that is what if
they were both right?
What if they could both be right?
By people and understood that these organizations that we are sort of voting with our feet, or
she's
which
got
one
a ring,
we want to follow. I mean, if
fingers.
You're stupid enough to want to follow the New World
Let's
Order,
say you don't
and
know.
You want a totalitarian.
Oh, yeah.
Planet, then
I was assuming she was
saying talk about
maybe
this in my article. then you know, welcome to it, because that's what they really want. They want a Nazi totalitarian rule over humanity.
Someone should send like a spy.
And by the
to
way,
seducer,
it includes the
like
entire
a James
planet.
Bond type.
Whereas
I'm sure better men have tried
under Trump, whether you like it or not, it's not a personality contest.
I just can't
it
do
is
it.
It's
just
all
I'm
about
sorry.
James
our
Bond
rights
with a limp
and our
penis.
Freedoms. Okay. To govern, to self-govern, to be sovereign, et cetera, then you better be putting your vote behind Trump and the White Hats, okay?
Okay.
And they are looking at a long, so both sides are looking at a long-term sort of outcome that they both want, and they're opposites, okay? One side, a totalitarian, you know, control over humanity, uh-huh, in conjunction with AI and some ETs, which are already trying to run and are running the planet.
Well, that doesn't sound
and
good.
Then the White Hats with Trump and their desire for a for states' rights and country rights and sovereignty and a certain amount of individuality, but
the sound
also
of that.
Yeah,
a new world
better.
Order that is a positive world order.
Wait, what?
And the ultimate...
Wait a second. It's the new world order, but good?
Yeah, what if the new world order was sick?
It's so cool how she's just completely willing to abandon all her beliefs to adjust it to the present timeline. She just has no concrete belief.
End game here is that...
the new world order is actually good.
The unity of the world... is going to have to come together under a coalition of good leaders to then negotiate with the various ET races that are overrunning us as we speak.
So we need Trump to get into power.
So he can rally the troops.
Because he's got to negotiate with the aliens.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not sure what's going on.
Let us join the Federation?
Maybe. But, like, if we have to negotiate with the aliens to save our world, wouldn't that mean they're in the process of fucking up the world?
I guess.
I suppose they're doing it in ways we can't see.
Have been infiltrating us millennia. Okay. And for that, you can read the Ashiana Dean books, Voyager books on the front page of my website. Just scroll down somewhere near the bottom. And that explains the whole history of the War of Worlds that we're a part of. We're not joining the Galactic Federation.
Oh, okay. You were
and
right.
The Galactic, you know, Alliance, which is not the Federation. The Federation is infiltrated by a lot of negative ETs.
Damn. Oh, no.
But we are already very far along involved in this War of Worlds. And both sides know it. Both sides don't want to talk about it, other than to give us like little tiny bits of a drip feed, if you will, to let us think that there's something going on with the ETs and our world. Now, so I'm going back to, and this is, I'm not going to, you know, stay on here forever, but all I hope that I'm drawing your attention to this article that I wrote again. And let me see if I can put it on the screen. What we're talking about is the overall unity of the planet, that both sides have, so they act in a certain way and make decisions now that are going to lead.
Okay, let me read through. If Trump wins in public, he is already, to those in the know, Commander-in-Chief and President of the Republic. Is that like I'm guessing that's another one of those maritime law word choice things. Like,
probably.
He's not the president, he's the commander of the republic.
He's president of the republic.
He will have the power and leverage to tip the scales so that U.S. under Trump rules what will become... Did I read that? And leverage to tip the scales so that U.S. under Trump rules what will become a positive NWO... This is the plan. I'm not sure if that sentence was literate.
Not particularly.
The overall plan is unity of the planet to negotiate as one body with various off-planet races. Right now, those various races are vying for control of factions of governments worldwide. Okay, keeping our planet in a state of internal struggle and war. Eventually, if Trump wins, the world will unite via a coalition of leaders to kick out the negatively dominating ETs and take back our planet. What the forces of darkness want is total control and annihilation of certain bloodlines, a negatively based NWO. What the White Hats and Trump want is a unified planet under a positive coalition.
Down this road,
of
eventually.
Wow.
And it could take, you know, another 20 years to accomplish
goal.
It could
take.
Okay, so a short 20 years from
we
now,
we are going to have a
we'll
final
wrap
decision.
This whole thing up.
On this planet, as to how
that is
we're
a good
going
move
to greet
to just make the timeline that long, so everyone forgets your prediction.
Well, with these people, they'll believe it.
Us. In fact, they're negotiating with the UN, which is clearly
we'll get
run by the CCP.
One day.
You know, a dark alliance.
Junior.
And we are not participating in these decisions.
How old would JFK Jr. be in another 20 years?
It'd be like 90.
About our planet. That includes the financial
a spry
system.
Spry young
way.
Man. That's so, my president.
Unless you understand what the end goals are, no, which is to unify the planet
in the 2052 election,
a positive
he's
way or
back.
A negative way. And the obvious answer is in a positive way. Then you don't understand decisions that either side are making right now to serve their end goal.
Well, I think that's true.
So
I don't
that's
understand
kind of
the
point
decisions.
I want to make. So when you look at Abbott, when you look at the dark side making their move, yeah. I think they're trying to judge how thirsty, how much desire out there there is in America, how much unrest to create a civil war. Because if we do get the civil war, which I think we will.
Jesus.
Sad to say in some ways.
In some ways.
Well, good for content, yeah. But it's going to be a bummer.
In some ways, a bloody battle with our neighbors yes. is a bad thing, actually.
You know, brother killing brother is not great.
I still, also, I'm not quite sure who's fighting in that war. Because if they tell me a civil war is going on, you guys can all fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I'm not picking
fight
up.
The fucking civil war.
Here's my thing. I don't think I want to get shot.
Not fighting in a real war.
No, I'd prefer not to get gunned down yeah. in the streets.
I'm not peasants. I'm not going to fight with the infantry.
So, yeah, outside of people who, you know, get obsessively focused on very fringe ideas, I don't know who's picking up arms and going to start going door to door and killing their neighbors.
You know, no one ever really has an answer for that.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm
they just, like, say the Civil War is coming.
Because I'm sure there's people who would, you know, there's militias and gun groups on both sides. I'm sure they'd like to participate, but most people probably not.
Don't think there's enough.
Yeah, most people probably don't want to become, you know, killers.
Yeah.
Be involved with fighting the military-aged men that came in.
Oh.
At least a million of them. And
okay, so maybe that's what the Civil War will be, us against the immigrants.
Us against the Mexicans, okay.
I see.
Quite possibly more than that.
We already had one of those wars a long time ago.
They're quoting,
yeah,
and they're saying even 22
right,
million. Refugees
USA,
have already come in.
USA.
A portion of them are military-aged men, and they have been documented, mm-hmm. and they are being documented. And by the way, they are probably being tracked and traced. Okay, so when
they're getting
Trump
chipped.
Comes back, they can easily
we're treating them like dolphins.
Yeah,
suit,
we're just chipping
sure
the Mexicans.
Them.
We're watching
and
their
the
migration
way they would do
patterns.
This, by
letting
the way,
them back into Mexico,
vaccines,
seeing how they get back
COVID,
across the border.
You know, nanographing oxide,
a bunch of military age men
so
with fucking chips in their ears.
The illegal aliens who have been vaxxed
oh, no.
will be easily traceable by even by satellite.
Okay.
And certainly by...
Wait, wouldn't that be a good thing in her view?
If being we could able to track the Mexicans by satellite?
Yeah. Well, that may have to... One of the things I've seen people on conspiracy corners trying to reconcile recently is that Trump did have Operation Warp Speed, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out how he could be involved with that if the vaccine is a terrible thing. So they have to... They're trying to work in plot points where he did the right thing with it.
Oh, he just got screwed.
Maybe. So, well, in their mind, though, if that was a way to chip all the illegal immigrants so we can hunt them down
oh,
later...
it was worth it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Electromagnetics.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well,
those that
as long
aren't,
as we kill the Mexicans.
Perhaps they've figured out another way to track us.
Oh, Christ.
I know that for years the nanographing oxide has been put into our food, our water, our clothing, etc.
Oh, just
and
everything. Well, okay.
And,
I mean, I get, look,
so
if they put it in everything, I think they win.
If it's in the water and the food, there's not much we can do.
Yeah,
those,
I think that's just a victory.
The water and food are two very crucial elements yeah. of survival.
It
so,
is far too late.
Yeah, I can't go without either of those things for any extended period
same
of time.
Thing with the illegal aliens from whatever country they come from. And by the way, a good part of them are human hybrids that are gray
okay.
human hybrids. Part of the gray human hybrid.
Okay.
The Mexicans are literal aliens.
Well, I was trying to figure out how she could kind of hold a belief of hatred towards a specific race, but it's not, they're aliens.
Yeah, no, like, they're not just Mexicans. They're gray Mexicans.
Yeah, they're not illegal aliens in the traditional sense. They're illegal extraterrestrials is what they are. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that
abduction,
makes sense.
Yeah, we can shoot those.
Know, basically, you know, genetic experiment that the
freaks.
Grays... got involved in that really focused on Central and South America and Mexico.
Can't you just come up with the same border plan,
Harry? A lot of them are actually, they don't even know why they left their homes.
Mexican grays.
We're going to kill the Mexican aliens.
A directive that is probably an electromagnetic programming.
Jesus Christ.
That's somewhat related to MKUltra, but much more advanced.
This is dizzying. So the illegal immigrants are being controlled. Well, first of all, they're also part alien.
They're part alien.
But they're being controlled by the graphene oxide.
Yeah.
And then they're being pumped full of electromagnetic waves to control their thoughts.
Yep.
Into, again, doing what? I'm not sure. I guess this is all just for
taking
them to be able
to.
Taking
over the country?
It's just for them to be able to vote. So I guess they haven't been able.
It's just taking them to the fucking DMV.
Getting a driver's license. So this is, I guess the sleeper agents haven't been activated yet in her world. That'll come around election season.
Bringing them across the border towards the United States without any thought whatsoever of what they're really going to encounter. So in a certain sense, that's sort of a sad scenario because you've got a lot of programmed people acting like zombies, more or less, or close to the level of a zombie who can be ordered around and cause all kind of mayhem, of course, in the States once they get here. So
well,
it's,
that's kind of good news,
it's going
though.
To be an X-Men scenario. Yeah. And I've always...
Because if you can program them to do wrong, the inverse should be true, right? We should be able to program them to be upstanding members of the community.
One would guess.
Said that. I've been talking about this X-Men scenario for years,
you
literally.
Sure have.
So
it's never come true.
Various
you keep talking about it.
There are many of them that I've done over the last, say, 5 to 10 years. You can all find them on my ProjectCamelotPortal.com website, or go to, for the most recent videos, you can go to Rumble. And then BitChute has some older videos free. And the Project Camelot channel on Odyssey has at least 1,000, maybe more, free videos.
Wow.
That came over from
what
they,
a waste of storage space.
banned me from YouTube overnight. And there, then I have a YouTube channel that's got a very small, like 20 videos or something. And I'm not getting very far with that channel because every time I put up a video, most of the time they knock it down.
Yeah, you keep talking about killing immigrants.
So I'll probably lose that channel very soon, but I'm going to keep
it. Yeah, I don't care how you frame it, Carrie. Yeah, yeah. You're talking about eliminating people based on race.
Yeah, if that's the way, you got to phrase it a bit gentler if that's your intention. But yes, us, you know, having to gun down a certain race of people does come across as kind of bigoted.
Plugging away and trying to sneak things in.
Even though I don't believe she's big, I think she's too dumb to be racist.
No, this is just her regurgitating, you know, talking points.
Well, also, this is not coded language. She sincerely means
she's
that.
She's being literal,
she
yes.
She means the Mexicans are actually gray aliens. Yeah. So it's not that she wants to kill. She doesn't hate Mexican people. She hates aliens. And they just so happen to be the aliens.
So what can I say? Oh, I have a piece of intel. So I guess I'll release it here, but I'm going to have...
Ooh, breaking news.
This is only a developing story.
Look at that high-quality graphic.
I'm glad
package.
She put that there so I would get the message that this
is developing.
For
those that are listening here and are going to see this, hopefully, and then I'll put it on Rumble after I get a chance to later today. So what it is
what it is
a certain
what's up?
Person contacted me who is in touch with a military guy who was a white hat going back
a military
to the
guy.
Days of 9/11. And
oh, finally.
Okay, it only took 37 minutes
Jesus.
To get to the title of the video.
The White Hats organization, whatever you want to call them. Piece of evidence is about 9/11.
Oh no.
And that in 9/11, unbeknownst to most people, if not all people, except the military.
Spit it out.
The military was as split then as it is now. And so what 9/11 was also about was a military battle between the two major factions of our military, according to this person.
What?
And he was told by this military man who's involved, who was involved at the time. And so that the white hat side of the military was trying at any moment to take out, for example, George Bush.
What?
The younger one at the time, you know, Daddy Bush, they, you know, certainly
We understand you mean the president.
They didn't. Yes. At that time, he's now dead, according to the chief of police information. And
Jesus Christ.
She always manages to amaze.
Just a fucking stumbling buffoon.
The old police of chief.
Yeah, you gotta look out for the police of chief.
Everyone thinks he died anyway, but I think they.
What do you mean? You think the man was 100 years old? Wasn't he like literally 92? He died suddenly. He was fucking, he's 100 years old.
Vaxxed?
Kill him. So it's a little different. Anyway, this person is saying that he didn't go into much detail about 9/11, but he did focus on the Pentagon.
Okay.
And that was a missile that hit the Pentagon, but that was a White Hat missile, according to what his information says. What it was the dark side, mm-hmm. run by the Bushes and the cabal and so on and so forth, had a much longer agenda. And I had heard that part before, that they had many targets they were planning to hit that day, and they only got like those three, the three main, right?
I mean, they were
Building
pretty good
seven,
ones to get.
The Twin Towers.
They got some pretty good targets, yeah.
But because the Pentagon was hit in the area where it was hit with the missile, that was a White Hat missile that basically told the dark side to stand down with the rest of their agenda.
Yeah, but it also deleted all the...
And to stop.
the monetary information.
Yeah, that $2 trillion.
Yeah, we suddenly lost all the money.
Okay, so I think if I'm understanding this correctly, which I'm probably not, the 9/11 was carried out by the Bush family operating with the dark forces.
Correct.
And then the White Hats caught wind of this.
Correct.
So they missiled the Pentagon.
So we shot the Pentagon, yeah.
As, I guess, a warning to them of the capabilities to...
Seems like a pretty severe warning, but yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
it took out a pretty good chunk of people.
Well, also, there probably would have been some White Hats in the Pentagon, I would imagine.
You would think.
Because there would be a conflagration that would probably destroy
not a conflagration,
not just the United States.
Yeah, she really likes that word.
Perhaps even the
it's
world.
Probably the word of the
so
day on Merriam-Webster.
This is what they say really did stop 9/11 in its tracks.
9/11 didn't stop.
Only in process.
What do you mean?
Completed its objective. So that's really kind of fascinating when you think about it. And I haven't had a chance to cross-examine the witness in this case. We're hoping he's still alive, so we don't know if the person who relayed this information...
Wait, hold on.
What?
Hold on. You can't say you have a new witness and then go, he may be dead.
We're hoping he's still breathing.
Well,
you know how witnesses are. They love dying.
He was only 97 years young, and he dropped dead out of nowhere. As a psychic, though, couldn't you sort of...
Talk to him?
Yeah, couldn't you?
You would think so. Yeah.
Seance is the word I'm looking for.
You would assume so.
And then we're going to try to do an interview, either if he's still alive, if he's conscious, etc.
Oh, you'll interview him if he's conscious.
Then we'll try to do that.
Well, that's good of you.
Yeah.
If he's willing to come forward. So no guarantees as far as getting more information, but this has just come through. I think it's a really interesting approach. I think it's very possibly true.
And
I'd have to run it by the White Hats
true.
To see if they even
the
admit
Carrie
to this.
Cassidy stamp
but,
of
you know,
approval.
There's tons of secrecy,
maybe?
As you know, still around 9/11 and around the Kennedy assassination.
Oh,
and my website was taken down recently because I did investigate that, talked to Jay Widener about his new theory, the squib theory. So if you haven't seen that interview,
I will say at least Jay focuses on kooky conspiracies, and I appreciate
the
that.
Good stuff.
He's still talking about Kennedy and Kubrick and shit. It's much more enjoyable.
It's refreshing.
Fascinating. And all about deep fakes and clones, etc., that we're dealing with, and that President Kennedy may not have been killed.
What?
In Dealey Plaza, but that whole thing might have been a plot. A scene.
Well, the news head got blown off.
Well, maybe it was just a watermelon in a hat.
Someone's head got blown off. That I'm certain.
It would appear.
Although
there's a lot of questions have to be asked and answered and so on. And even my interview was not able to cover all the details in one interview. However, I've recently done a sort of conversation with Jay Widener and orchestrated or hosted by Jean-Claude, we were talking about more of this type of thing. And there are various disclosures that happened during that conversation that I highly recommend it. Towards the end, however, it got a little testy between Jay and I, because Jay kept trying to interrupt me when I was trying to explain about Captain Mark Richards.
Well, and that's because it's nonsense.
All right. I guess I should, for those who may not know, Jay Widener was the producer of Cosmic Disclosure, and he kind of got burned by the whole Corey Good thing in a big way. And now he kind of has a bit of a issue with Corey, for a very good reason, might I add.
Yeah.
So, yes, someone who is in the same sphere, Mark Richards, I would assume Jay does not trust him anymore. Or at least I hope he doesn't. I hope he learned his lesson.
There was a purpose behind that, because Jay is obviously not following my work, has no idea who Mark Richards really is, and obviously hasn't seen any of my 12 interviews with him.
Well, we've watched them all, and I think he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, really, I think he's retarded.
So it's very interesting. And he raised, he asked whether he'd gotten a what do you call a lie detector test, which is kind of a dumb question, I'm sorry to say, because anyone who's been in the secret space force, any soldier, any CIA agent, they're all trained on how.
Yeah, so they're going to be trained to pass the lie detector test.
How to beat a lie detector. Yes, of course. So that's like, duh. And then the other thing about that is that he also, what else did he was asking something else about Mark Richards, which
maybe
clearly
that
showed that he knew nothing
two men
about that situation.
Or a man, not
he
two
also
men.
Brought up a trial in which a certain person, who I'm not going to name because I've already been threatened by them,
Corey Good,
and they tried to have my website removed because I used their name.
Yeah,
but he went on trial, and Jay was in had interacted with that person over at Gaia TV when he was there.
Okay,
and I can say that he is convinced that he suddenly was telling the truth just because he was on a witness stand, which is insane. You can't.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Carrie bought the story, too. So she.
Wow.
Oh, sheesh.
No.
The story to catch everyone up, of course, episode 287, something like that, is where we went over Corey Good's deposition, where he admitted, you know, he was lying about fucking everything, or rather he was making it up. Oddly enough, I re-listened to that episode recently because I was trying to find something. In that episode, we talked about how the proper move for Corey would be to get off the stand and then go to everyone and say, like, look, I had to lie when I was on the stand to protect.
I had to do it.
And then it turns out that's exactly what he fucking did. So Corey then went to David, and he's apparently also gone to Carrie Cassidy and said, like, I had to lie when I was on the stand.
It was court.
And they believe it.
And they're just like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Jesus.
Imagine how many secret space, secret agents, and this person had actually disclosed to a person I know who had reported a lot of information about him to me, that he was CIA. He may have just been a CIA asset, but regardless of what his relationship was, he had to get off the hook. So, of course, he's going to lie on the stand.
Oh,
if you don't know that,
Corey
you've got to be
a CIA.
I don't know, super naive is all I can say.
Oh, shit.
So
that's pretty cool.
Anybody
he's
in the
a
CIA,
super soldier,
I mean,
it's kind of rad,
and,
yeah.
They
lie
CIA
for a living,
agent.
If you don't know that. And this is how it goes. I mean, courts are completely, as you know, completely taken over. They are compromised in every way. And so even from that standpoint, it probably wasn't even a real trial.
The important thing is Carrie Cassidy can never be wrong.
That's my take
on
it.
Never once.
I can tell you more, you know, if people want to ask me at some point. So I guess I'm going to let this go for now. If somebody wants to ask me a specific question or two, I could probably do that before I leave this show.
Or leave
this very
earth.
Impromptu show. And I hope I've been easy enough to understand.
Super clear.
Strange goings on lately. I got to say, people are really kind of flying off the handle and going crazy. And they don't like it when you challenge them. They're really
they don't like it when you say the president's
like
a clone.
Losing it, totally.
They don't believe.
So I think that's important.
When you tell them Jim Carrey is Joe Biden, they call you crazy.
And a bunch of aliens, literally aliens, are crossing the border.
Look, Mexican grays are trying to invade our southern border. And they think I'm the bigot.
And we've got to start a nuclear war.
Who are mothers and all of this.
Everyone else has gone mad.
Whatever. And so we're entering a very strange juncture on our planet and in the United States.
Well, that I agree with.
So I'm probably forgetting some things here. If there's, like I said, if there's anyone in the chat that wants to ask a very specific question. I don't tell Mino to shut the fuck up. On the contrary, Mino and I have very good conversations and discussions. So people have wrong information. I think that if are not following my work, that's the trouble with a lot of these people, you know, that when they criticize, unfortunately, they can be proven wrong in half a second because they're basically lying and they don't know.
Everyone
they don't have the evidence for what they're accusing me or anyone else of. And that's a big problem. But the documented evidence is on video.
What evidence?
So
a guy saying something
knowing.
Is not
and
evidence.
Why do I only wear black or white? You know, video is very sort of finicky and crazy. So I just think that having bright colors on or colors in general distracts. I'm a investigative reporter.
Well, you don't want to take away from
filmmaker,
her. I'm a reporter,
really
not a whore.
To focus, you know.
Well, you want me to show some tit?
Not
it
on
be
colors,
because
nice. The colors distract from the body of the subject matter. And so I think it's just probably my way of simplifying things. Let's see. But I do like black and white a lot. So I tend to like both black and white. It's not always easy to wear white. You're not supposed to wear white as much on film, they say, but I think it's fine. I mean,
well, look
I
at
like
your
it.
Video. Who can argue with the results?
Look at the quality you got back.
Okay, so basically, I don't see any question marks. So thanks again for watching. If you're watching live, you did manage to catch this show. And for those that joined, the show with ML will probably be rescheduled. Apparently, they took down his internet. They tried to mess with the show altogether, and it didn't happen. So that's why I came on here, a bit unprepared, but we kind of made our way through
incessantly
a lot of the data
for
that's happening
hour,
now.
But
and,
we killed 50
and
minutes.
I think it's important to pay attention. I don't think war with Iran is really going to be much of a starter.
Okay.
War with
that's
Iran
good.
Is war with China. And war with China and Iran is madness for the United States. And we arguably do have a lot more weaponry, especially super modern weaponry, than we let on. But I don't think that's the plan. And I do think that Russia will be our partner, as it is our partner in the secret space program, and has been for eons. And I can also say that the British are also our partner, and so are supposedly the Five Eyes. Certainly Australia is a loyal partner. Canada was going off the beaten path with Trudeau, but according to the real police chief, he has been eliminated as an obstacle. So they've got a clone in there, I guess. And there's more to that as well. So.
Did you
Mark
just
Richard
say the Canadian chief
point,
is a clone?
That we were going to take over
Maybe?
Canada. He told me that like a few years ago.
Sometimes when she starts talking, my mind just like shuts down because I can't. It's too much garbage to process.
At the time, it sounded absurd. Now it sounds actually kind of logical.
Now it sounds, okay.
Yeah, the Canadian
Now that
police,
I say it out loud, it actually makes more sense.
Yeah, the Canadian police are probably are being run by a clone.
So we're moving towards a united planet, and you can even see that in the demonstrations that are worldwide. The sensibility
but
and the
first,
sense of
mass
freedom
murder
for the people,
destruction must
speech, you know, not buying into this nonsense about global warming and all this insanity that the deep state and the cabal are trying to sell you is worldwide. Okay, so waking up, people waking up, realizing that their rulers have diabolical plans for them, which has been true forever. Really, if you know a Democrat, like, do your best to wake them up. Send them to my website. I've been doing this for 19 years now.
Yeah, send them to Project Camelot.
Close to probably 2,000 videos.
That'll
at least.
Really open their eyes.
Can you imagine showing this to like a normie political person, like someone who's not really involved in politics?
Just go browse Project Camelot. See if that doesn't open your eyes.
That'll swing you to our side.
Yeah. And perhaps open their real eyes and see what's really happening.
The real eyes.
So thanks for watching. as always, and thanks for supporting my work. Those of you who do subscribe to my website.
Okay, I think that's the end of that. Wow.
Wow.
You know,
good stuff.
I'm really coming to enjoy Carrie Cassidy, the modern day political commentator.
She is a great political commentator. You know, she gives you the insight you wouldn't get anywhere else.
Well, the nice thing is she's really fucking stupid, but that doesn't stop her from writing commentary on all aspects of society.
It encourages her, actually.
It's, I guess what I like is, as dumb as she was talking about the secret space program and, you know, Nazi time traveling hitman and stuff, she takes all that sort of, you know, intense, rigorous research, and she applies that level of rigor to modern-day politics, and the outcome is it's rather enjoyable.
It's quite entertaining.
Yeah, so everyone can look forward to the nuclear holocaust in which we fight the 48 million illegal immigrants who are actually aliens and maybe clones.
So it's okay to kill them.
Yes. And because the world is coming to an end, patreon.com/hiddeninplainsightpod. Donate $3 and you won't be killed.
Hell yeah. We'll save you from the Mexican aliens.
I think we might watch another episode of I Survived this week. We watch the person.
The guy who got his face cut off?
Yeah. I want to watch that one. I'm glad we're simpatico here. All right. At Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. If you generate AI songs about David Wilcock, please send them to at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. And did I get everything? That was everything?
I think so.
All right. Hootie hoop.
Mamba out.